The new LP from Rank and File is called Long Gone Dead, and from that LP we heard that particular track, that one called Last Night I Dreamed. Also, The Dance Society with 2,000 Light Years From Home.
Baby Come Back, the first and last chart appearance for the Equals during the British invasion. It was 1968, and by midsummer, the Beatles' Apple Boutique had proved a financial failure. And in a mad scene, the store opened its doors one day and gave away its remaining inventory free. Financial woes within Apple were just one of the factors leading to strained relations within the world's favorite group. Even their musical opinions were moving in divergent directions, as Paul McCartney recalls.
For instance, on Hey Jude, I told George not to play guitar because he wanted to play Hey Jude, don't make it bad, take a sad song, all these echoing phrases, you know. And I really didn't see it like that, and it was a bit of a number. For me to have to dare to tell George Harrison, one of the, you know, whichever way you look at it, one of the greats, I think, to not play. It was like an insult.
Hey! The man who invented the machine drill for sowing seed, Jethro Tull. But on their very first record ever, the group was credited as Jethro Tull.
Flying, made of sticks and paper, aeroplane, dying.
Of early Jethro Tull with their first record, Aeroplane. Here's another name you can't help but recognize, The Who. But did you ever stop to think how, where, and why the group called themselves The Who? Pete Townsend fills us in.
You know, every time somebody comes up with a name, everybody goes, who? Who? And I think that'd be a great name. And of course, immediately we realized it was the name of the century, you know, for a band, and that it would be an absolutely perfect thing for bylines and titles and for copywriters and sub-editors to pull things out of, and a great thing to play on words.
It's interesting to note how many of the original British invasion bands are reuniting in the 80s, like the Animals, the Hollies, and Deep Purple. Roger Glover told us why it took so long for a Deep Purple reunion.
Over the last 5 years, lots of people have tried to put Purple back together again, hence all the rumors. None of them came from the band. It was always an agent here or a manager there that tried to say, well, you know, why don't you just get back together, do one world tour and clean up. And I've always been totally against that.
But finally, the idea for a reunion came from a band member, not a promoter. And then Deep Purple rethought the plan.
Earlier this year, we got talking on the phone, all of us, and we said, well, this is stupid talking on the phone. Let's have a meeting, all five of us, for the first time. And for the first time in 11 years, all five of us sat around a table. And so it came from within the band. There was no extraneous pressure. There's no one dangling and big money in front of us. We did it because we felt excited about it between ourselves.
Here's how Deep Purple sounded their first time out. I got a little girl, she's on the mountain.